This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's talk about UMNO.
Yes, the UMNO Supreme Council overnight has decided to withdraw the party's support for Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin with immediate effect. The decision comes less than 12 hours after Muhyiddin announced that the announcement of UMNO Vice President Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob as the Deputy Prime Minister, while Dato Sri Hishamuddin Hussein, the Foreign Affairs Minister, was elevated to Senior Minister Ismail's post prior to this.
So in the statement last night, or in the wee hours of this morning, UMNO President Dato Ahmad Zahid Hamidi said Muhyiddin should step aside for an interim prime minister to take over his duties until herd immunity against COVID-19 is achieved, and then a fresh general election. It's believed that Ismail's appointment is an attempt by Muhyiddin to placate UMNO and buy his administration, which is holding on power with a tenuous majority, more time.
Now, of course, it remains unclear if UMNO's 38 lawmakers would heed the Supreme Council's call. So for some analysis on this situation, we have on the line with us Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at Ilham Centre. Good morning, Doc. Now, let's start off with the UMNO Supreme Council decision. Now, how much influence do they have? And do you see all of UMNO's MPs heeding their call, especially those with cabinet positions?
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. It was a long night last night, I think, for most of us who's waiting for the MKT meeting. And what surprised me during the press conference, not a word from Zahid Hamidi about the situations of UMNO MP in the government, even though they call the immediate action of support to PN, but nothing at all, not even a sentence about the situations of the UMNO MP. So therefore, I do believe that the things are not going smoothly in that part on Zahid and also members of parliament from UMNO. So I think in this couple of days, we will see some interesting development will be developed in regard to the situation between the MKT decision and also with the members of parliament from UMNO. And I do believe some of the member of the parliament will continuously serve the PN government as it is.
So Ismail Sabri and Hishamuddin Wari will accept those positions then?
Yeah, I think as far as I know, they already accept the positions. As far as I know, they already replied to the PMO appointment and saying that yeah, they accept the as a deputy prime minister and senior minister. So now I think, in my point of view, it's not only him, but also other members of parliament who are involved in the cabinet of Perikatan Nasional. So because last night nothing mentioned about that. So today, still seeing Adham Baba as a Minister of Education, Khairi and others in the office. So if they are still continuously go to the office, I think there is some kind of open rebellion towards Zahid and MKT decision.
So, Dr. Hamidin, what do you think? Are we going to see these UMNO cabinet members that remain? Will they have to leave UMNO then? What are some of the scenarios that you are thinking will take place?
I don't think they will leave UMNO. I think what they're going to do is very much state their intention that they're going to serve the people. I think they will take that narrative to justify their action. And at the same time, I think they will leave it to Zahid and his team if they want to sack them or whatever decision they want to take. But I don't think they will leave UMNO. I don't see any clear movement within that group that they're going to leave the party. But I think definitely they will challenge the current leadership of UMNO to take action against them.
Do you think Zahid will take action against them then? I mean, what's in it for him to do that?
I think this is the biggest challenge of Zahid. In fact, I think I mentioned here before that I think to pull out UMNO from Perikatan Nasional is an easy decision. But what's the direction next, I think, is the most challenging for Zahid. So now, in my point of view, the grassroots or even any UMNO leaders now start questioning Zahid, what's next for UMNO? So this is where, in my point of view, Zahid have to be really careful in his any of his decision in regard to members of the parliament.
So what options does Zahid actually have now?
I think what action Zahid really is very much for the MP to heed his call and MKT. In my point of view, that's the only option that we have. And expect Muhyiddin Yassin to resign. But I don't think Muhyiddin Yassin want to resign, looking at the situation and looking at how he's handled things lately. So I think Zahid is very much still in the very difficult positions. I think UMNO in a very difficult position. We know that UMNO is facing a big faction within the UMNO leadership. As I said, when we look at it, UMNO still facing problem of the direction of UMNO and leadership. So in that, in my point of view, really give Zahid not many option in regard to what he have to do.
We just want to turn our attention to Bersatu because I think Azmin Ali was in Qatar on a trade delegation. He had tweeted to mention his support for both appointments. What do you think this whole hullabaloo will affect with respect to Bersatu members?
Mm-hmm. I don't think for Bersatu, I think they do expect that UMNO will definitely leave the or decide to leave the government. Maybe they didn't expect as this fast. In fact, in my point of view, I don't expect for us, most of us, we don't expect it will happen as yesterday. But I think things is very interesting to look at the yesterday event. In my point of view, looking at the language and looking at the body language of Zahid Hamidi when he gave a PC last night, is very much clear that he was not really happy what's happening a couple of hours before that when the appointment of Ismail Sabri and Hishamuddin was made hours before the MKT meeting. So it's kind of Muhyiddin sent a signal to challenge Zahid, in my point of view. So Zahid react and pull their support to UMNO immediately.
So does this mean it's checkmate for Zahid then?
Not necessarily, I think, but very much. The option for Zahid now is not much, in my point of view. It's tainted with a big challenge in the court. In fact, I do believe now call for him to resign will be getting stronger and stronger, even within UMNO, especially from the cabinet cluster.
Now, in his press release, he did say that he will go to the Agong to call for election once we hit herd immunity. Mm. That's likely quarter 1 to 2022. Do you agree with that assessment? Mm.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think that's very much something that new. Even Muhyiddin Yassin also clearly state that for him, he want to get election as soon as possible when we get a herd immunity, especially when looking at the Sarawak election and others. So I don't think that become the issue. I don't think elections is something that really in the mind of UMNO when they want to pull out. I think it's very much giving a pressure for Muhyiddin. If you look at the statement, it's very much pressuring Muhyiddin to hand over the power, which I don't think Muhyiddin will do that.
Dr. Hamidin, can I ask, what do you think this withdrawal from UMNO means for Pakatan Harapan and specifically Anwar Ibrahim, who has been rumoured to be in talks with Zahid on what steps next? So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to look at. This is where I say the option for Zahid is very much clear. When the last statement he said last night is very much reiterate the MKT. MKT reiterated what was the decision in the General Assembly of UMNO, where no collaboration with Anwar, no collaboration with DAP, and no collaboration with PH. So with that in my point of view, Zahid cannot get what he want in term of want to bring UMNO out, but didn't get through in my point of view, intention to work together with Anwar. So he's very much left with not much many options. So this is where, in my point of view, the pressure on him will become bigger when people say, what's next for UMNO? UMNO really want to go to general election alone, only with the BN component. I think that will give a tough challenge for Barisan Nasional.
And very quickly, Doc, just to ask, is it status quo for Muhyiddin and his government?
Yeah, I think so. I think Muhyiddin will survive. Don't be surprised. I think so far he showed that he got more life compared to the cats. So I think he's superb in that sense. But I think he will survive. But is I think now challenge for him is is by day, I think the challenge will come to him. But he will survive until September, I guess, because next sitting of parliament is no voting there. So he will survive in that sense. So I think it's very difficult to prove minority government outside the parliament. So with that, in my point of view, we still have some time to buy some support.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at Ilham Center, with some interesting revelations. Basically, status quo, no change, but it does seem that UMNO is quite split.
The loser in all this seems to be Zahid.
Well,
because he's under a lot of pressure to respond.
Yes.
What is his counter response?
Yes, especially if his MPs don't resign, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this morning we did run a poll asking whether UMNO Supreme Council members have decided to withdraw from the PN government with immediate effect. Should UMNO cabinet members actually resign? And we had more than 500 votes, with 70% saying yes, 21% saying they don't care, 6% saying no, and 3% saying not sure. So it's, as usual, politics extremely fluid in Malaysia.
I think Hamidin was in the 20% bucket.
Yeah, probably. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.